We are at the end of Siman Ayin Tes in Hilchos Kriya Shema. We'll be doing the last Sif, Sif Tes, as well as the first Sif of the next Siman. Now, we've been learning the halachis of Vayomach Hanecha Kadosh with regard to Tzoah. Says the Mechaber now, Sif Tes, Yotza Mimenu Reach Melmata. If one passed gas, Osur B'Divrei Torah Ad Sheyichla HaReach, it is Osur for him to say Divrei Torah until the Reach passes. Whereas if someone else passed gas, mutter b'divrei Torah, you're allowed to say divrei Torah. Why is that? Mishum diefsher shatalmidim ktsasam gorsim ktsasam yeshenim. Because it's impossible. The way it was that in the Beis Medrash, some people were learning and others were sleeping, and the ones that were sleeping were mefichim b'soch hashena. They would pass gas. So what? So the Rabbanon, who were the ones that asked this in the first place, said that it is not us or if it's from someone else. This really would be categorized as Reach Ra She'en Lo Iker. Here you have you have someone is passing gas, you have a foul odor, but it is not coming from anything solid, meaning it is not Soa that smells here. It is just the Reach on its own. Reach Ra She'en Lo Iker is Usur only Midirabana. If it's coming from somebody else because of the impossibility, Chazal were matir davening, but avolikros kriya shema osur ad sheyichla hareach. There's an issue of saying shema so that in shul, if you're near someone that passed gas, for everything else you're allowed to continue, including learning, whereas for shema, you'd have to wait until the reach stops. The person himself would have to wait until the reach stops before he says any divrei Torah. Here, all agree, since it's Reach Ra She'en Lo Iker, you do not need Dal Ramas Mimokim Shekol HaReach, as long as you cannot smell it, the halach is that it is mutter. Which brings us now to Simin Pei, Mi Sheni Yochel Yishomer Mehafiach. This is a situation of somebody that would like to daven, but he is constantly passing gas. Now, we saw in Hilchos Tefillin that it is usur to put on tefillin unless you have a guf naki, unless the body is clean, so that a person who is passing gas, it is usur for him to wear tefillin. If he feels it's coming, he's supposed to go and push the tefillin out of place, so that it's considered that he's not wearing them. What does someone do if he would like to daven, and a whole day he's just passing gas? So, mi sheborilo, it is clear to him, we're not talking about a chashash or a suffix, it is clear to him, that he cannot daven and say Shema without passing gas. He's better off missing the Zman of Krishma and Tefillah and not daven than davening without a Gufnaki. Whereas, if he missed the entire Zman, he should daven a Tashlumin. If he knows that he can make it through Shema without being Mefiach, and he can actually make the bracha of Tefillin then. So just before Shema, he can go ahead and put on his Tefillin with a bracha. As far as a talus goes, he could be wearing the talus for the entire davening. There is no isser of passing gas while one is wearing a talus. It has no kedusha. It's a mitzvah, but it has no kedusha. Now, the achronim have a problem with this, because we already established that the isser of reach ra she'en lo iker, passing gas, is a derabbanan. Kriya Shema is a daraisa. Did Chazal say that because of a person's passing gas, he should miss out on the entire mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is a daraisa? Means, did the Rabbanan say that if you think that you're just going to have to pass gas even in the middle of Shema, so they tell you that you're better off not being mekayim the mitzvah daraisa? Remember, even if one is passing gas, midrabbanan that is asur, but midaraisa it is not. So many achronim say that what he should do is say Shema, say Kriya Shema just without tefillin. Whereas, if somebody just cannot, somebody with regard to tefillah, someone is constantly passing gas, so we already said before that he should not daven, he can say Shema. What if he'll always miss davening? He will never be able to daven. So some say that if he will never have an opportunity to daven because he's constantly passing gas, then he should daven anyway. Better on me. How could a person not daven ever? Now, the Prima Godim says, what happens if he knows that there's a little window, so he should put tefillin on for a little bit, but without a bracha, because he never knows when he's going to end up passing gas. The next thing is that there's a tshuvas ramah for somebody that is constantly dripping urine. See, he says that he should make himself some kind of cover in a way that it will never be absorbed into his outer clothing. So it is always considered a kisui. As a result of that, it'll be mutter for him to daven so long as he's not being metaftef, meaning when it doesn't drip. If a person is literally constantly dripping, he cannot daven. Whereas if he stops and starts, so the halacha is that as long as it's covered up, even though he's wearing it, as long as you put a cover over it, when it is not dripping, he's allowed to daven. And the same thing would go for someone that has a catheter where it's collecting. If he covers that, so long as he thinks that there's no urine that's actually coming out of the body right then, he's allowed to daven and say Shema.